The Gemara in Daf Vav deals with the issue of Kedei Achilas Pras. We spoke yesterday a little bit about Kedei Achilas Pras. Just wanted to bring in one more idea. There's certain foods that the nature of them is to eat them more slowly, and there's certain foods where the nature is to eat them more quickly. So the question is, for example, let's say someone is eating sunflower seeds. Now, if the nature of eating sunflower seeds is that it takes time to open them up in your mouth, and it's a little more difficult to eat them quickly, so is the shear for bracha achrona on sunflower seeds the same as it would be for bread or something like that, where it would be kedei achilas pras? So this becomes common, you know, not just in the case of sunflower seeds, it's also common in the case of drinking. People enjoy to have hot drinks, and they want to have coffee, they want to have tea, they have things that are consumed more slowly. And the question is, do they drink a revius in enough time to make a bracha achron? So the question is, how long is that time? So this machlokas in the poskim, the minority opinion in the poskim is that the shear of drinking is kedei achilas pras as well. That you have an amount of time to drink one revius as it would take someone to eat either three or four batesims worth of food. In which case, you really wouldn't have much trouble drinking a revius of hot beverage, you know, during that time period would be no problem. The problem is that the standard opinion of and it's accepted by halacha, is that one should try to consume a revius betoch kedei shetiyas revius, which means that the time it would take a person to actually drink a revius, the average person would drink it at a normal pace, would consume a revius in a second or two. And therefore, to drink a revius of hot coffee or hot tea during that amount of time is not so simple. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, which is really the Halachos of Yom Kippur, where he's talking about how long you get to eat a Koseves Agasa, Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, so there he brings in this idea of do different foods and drinks have different time frames. So he's not really sure that if you would say each food is different, or he would say that, each person is different. If a person usually eats quicker, then he has to eat quickly at the pace that he normally eats. Certainly with the foods, we would differentiate between the way a person normally consumes a particular food. So he suggests, he says, in general, when we talk about the Kedei Achilas Pras, we're talking about the average type of person. Even if you're a fast eater or a slow eater, we generally go by the average type of person. However, when it comes to different types of foods and different types of drinks, he's not so fast to say that we go by the average food or the average drink. And he quotes from the Mishnah Lamelech, there's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, who has this suffix when a person's drinking hot coffee and he drinks it very slowly, slower than Kedei Shetiyas Revius or Kedei Achilas Pras. Is that person chayav to make a bracha achrona? And the Mishnah Mishnah Melech has a suffix, and he seems to be noted to say you wouldn't make a bracha achrona. But the Minchas Chinuch disagrees, and he says you can prove from our Gemara that each case is individual to the type of food or the type of drink. And he says why? Because our Gemara says it's talking about paschitim, not pasaorim, mesiv ochel beliftan. Right, so you could read that Gemara one of two ways. You could read it as saying that this is the definition of Kedei Achilas Pras. In all cases, it's talking about Paschitin and Mesav Ochel B'Liftan, and that's how you determine Kedei Achilas Pras for all foods. Or you could suggest, the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, that when it says in our Gemara that the Kedei Achilas Pras of Bayis HaMenuga is the same as that for Paschitin and Pasaorin, Mesav Ochel B'Liftan, meaning other foods have their own shir kedei achilas pras. That we're not talking about other foods right now because we're not actually talking about anything to do with eating. We're talking about a person who walks into a house that has tsaras and waits there for a certain amount of time. And therefore, we had to choose a shir of kedei achilas pras. Masha inkein, with every other food, you use the shir kedei achilas pras for that particular food. And the Minchas Chinuch says, otherwise, Chazal would have just given you a number. They would have given you some way to figure out how long Kedei Achilas Pras is. They would have measured it up with a certain time frame or certain distance or something that they normally go with. So he says, therefore, it's a raya that each food has its own individual shear. Nevertheless, this is a suffix in halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends that if a person is drinking a hot drink, he should try to save a little bit or a vias at the end, save 3-4 ounces at the end, and then when he's finished drinking, he should drink the last 3-4 ounces quickly, since it's cooled off enough that he could drink it within the shear of Kedei Shetiyas Revius.